Good morning, brothers and sisters. It is how it is good in the house of God. Can we open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 61? Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast here a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years, as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vow. Amen. Yes, O Lord God, let us pray. Let us thank to God. Lord, thank you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name. Yes, Lord, thank you, O God, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings in forms of your miracles, wonders in our lives, the healingness, deliverance, answered prayers, open door for us to preach your gospel, for comfort through your word, for solution for every problems, for every morning that we wake up with your presence in our lives, that all the blessings of yours we cannot count on in our lives, how beautifully working on us. For to us always reprimanded that you are a true living God, and we give praises and glory unto your name, Lord Jesus, our Master. Let us now confess our sins to God. The God who created the whole universe will be pleased to those humble and repented who fear and obey him. Lord, we humble ourselves unto you. Cleanse us with your blood of Jesus.
Yes, O God.
Purify once again to come into your presence with pure and willingly to obey that you instruct us today. Have mercy on us and help us. And help us, O God, because you are only one to purify and can cleanse us from all unrighteousness and unholiness in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Let us lay our petitions, our problems, difficulties, burdens, pain, troubled heart into the hand of God. For the Lord God said, come to me who are you weary and burdened, and I will give rest. Lord, help us, we cry unto you. As we endure and continually fulfill our vows until the day to come and take us up with you in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. For the husband, wives, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, thank you and praise you for every family of your church to doing the will of yours by being good example to others to live in holiness and righteousness away from all the practices of this world. And living and obeying your word and their lives. Help them, Lord, to provide their needs, bring salvations to others through their lives. Sustain them, give more love to others, to share your gospel and good health and strength, to persevere in every circumstances that they are, trusting you that enable that all this make possible for your glory. We pray, Lord, for every husband, give them good health, strength, be firm to provide the needs of his family, give them a well-paid job to sustain their everyday living, give them wisdom from you that comes from you to teach his family, to present unto you holy and blameless, to fulfill every duties and responsibilities that you ordain to them as the head of the family. We pray for the wives, give them good health and strength, perseverance, obedient and submissive heart to their godly husband. We pray, Lord, that they be united to implement your word to their children, that the center of their love to each other is to fulfill your will in instruction to their lives. Lord, we pray for all the children. Protect them, Lord. Give them wisdom to their studies. Put fear in their hearts not to disobey you and their godly parents. Remind them, Lord, to always read the Bible and speak to them so they may grow in the holy fear on you and change their hearts to be like you, Jesus. Lord, put in their hearts to desire to please, seek, and obey you more. We pray, Lord, for our siblings. Speak to them, O God, to come back to serve you. Speak to them that your word is true and the way we live is accordance from your ordinance. Lord, let them repent from all their idols, worldliness, and sins that not pleasing unto your sight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for our parents that enable them, Lord, to receive the salvation that comes from you. Give them good health and strength. Open their eyes and hearts to come out from their old traditional practices and seek the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every single parent, Lord God. Put fear in our hearts. Convict us through your word and the Holy Spirit to give up our earthly desire and love, but to adore and serve you. For you are our husband and the father of our children. Help us, Lord, to be more, to move away from all temptations in front of us. And as we are willing to obey you, Lord, help us to continue to endeavor, persevere, and be firm to the truth of your word in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we pray for them. Comfort them, O God. Give them solution to every problems that they passing through. Help them to seek you more and more by doing your will in their lives. Sustain them in their lives, O God. Answer their prayers according to your will. Have mercy on them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for salvation to all the people that we are reaching out to the people near to us. Holy Spirit, convict them through your word that we're giving to them. Reveal yourself to them. We pray, O God, to lead us how to minister to them more. Help them, Lord, through our good testimony will entice them to know you and start to seek you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, thank you for the labor of our hands. Thank you, O God, for the job that you entrusted to us to sustain and provide our needs. Lord, we pray for more projects, income, clients, for the company of your people. Bless, Lord, our company, for we are also blessed, and increase our income to bring it back to you. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of our superiors and lead us to speak to them your gospel in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God and that will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documents needed. Lord, we pray for your blessing for this country and we pray for peace. We pray for salvation to all the local and expat of this country. Yes. We commit ourselves, O God, to obey the rules and regulation of this country. We pray, Lord, have favor through authority to meet all the needs of your church. We pray for the favor that they preach the truth of your word in the way of living on them. Enable your congregation to teach and discipline the people under their care. For your blessing will continually flow in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church, for evangelism or Bible studies group, and have more congregation to be planted. Lord, thank you, O God, for the ministries of yours for your church, for the church clinic, church school, church banking, farming, translation ministry, watchman ministry, website. Lord, let these ministries will reach the people to be saved, to teach and admonish the people to be able to be born again by the Spirit. Lord, we pray, open effective doors for us to have more Bible studies and congregation to be planted. Set from us to go and preach and make disciples. I commit myself to do so. We pray to fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with the implementing the whole will of God. Bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and bring souls at your feet. Lord, we pray for revealing of the Holy Spirit to your pastors, leaders, elders, workers, to lead what they need to do, to accomplish all the tasks that you entrusted to us. Help us, O God, to always deny ourselves, to carry our cross and follow you, to diligently and keen to finish the work of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the service today. Lord, anoint every item of our service, the prayer, the praise and worship. Anoint our voices to be in tune, and even our hearts, Lord. Lord, we are here in grateful heart to give what is due for you, and praise you, Lord, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your presence. And we pray, Lord, that you instructed us to this day and obey the word you've given unto us, O God. Lord, anoint our recording that may people will reach this message and have fruit that you desire in the lives of your people and your church. Lord, we magnify your name, for you are our God. For you are the painter of the sky. Hallelujah, O God. This all we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we come together, O Lord, in this place to worship you and to magnify you, O Lord God. The works that you have done in our lives, truly, Lord God, we cannot say anything, O Lord God, but instead, O Lord, to praise you and worship you and thank you, O Lord God. For thou art the God who has made all things possible. Thank you, O Lord God, that you have created even all things for us.
Yes.
And in your behalf, O Lord God, we are able to come before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your holy name. There's no other name under heaven but the name of Jesus alone. Thank you, Lord, for coming into our lives. We thank you, Lord God. You have even sacrificed yourself, O Lord Jesus, like a lamb that was slain to save us, to forgive us from our sins. Thank you, Lord. We stand in the presence of the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring you all tithes into the storehouse, that they may be need in mine house. And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be more enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer on your behalf, in your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your fruit can before the time in the filled, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, our hearts full of gratitude. We thank you, O God, for you are the source of the blessings. As we present our tithes, offering, and first fruit unto you, open the windows of heaven upon us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. And the people around us will see that we are blessed by you. Lord, bless this money and use it to the expansion of your kingdom, and bless the others to have. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 38, from the life of Gain Aisa, Part 2. God's Calling Requirements, Part 38, from the life of King Aisa, Part 2. Let us open our Bible in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 1 to 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 1 to 19, and I'm reading in King James Version. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, for a long season, Israel hath been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of him. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance. When they saw that the Lord his God was with him, so they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their hearts and with all their souls, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shoutings, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa cut down her idol, and stamped it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. and he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and bezels. And there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and merciful God, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us in this church, in this place to worship you, O Lord God, in spirit and in truth, and to listen and to meditate your word, O Lord, and message today. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to work within us, in the midst of us, O Lord God, in our heart, O Lord God, in this place, O Lord. Lord, I pray, anoint my lips, O Lord, as I read your word, your message to thee, O Lord God. Your name be magnified and lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. In this message, we will learn further good lessons from the life of King Asa. In verse 1, 2 Chronicles 15, verse 1 and 2, and the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. And if you forsake him, he will forsake you. King Asa listened to the instruction and the prophecy of King Azariah. The meaning of Azariah is Jehovah has helped. Azariah explained the whole situation to King Asa, and he encouraged him to do what is right. Truly, God had helped Asa and the army with him in their battle against Sirah of Ethiopian. Therefore, now this is the time for them to be faithful to God. King Asa listened and obeyed the message of God to him. In the same way, be faithful to God and do the right thing, as he was faithful to you and had delivered you from your trouble and your enemies. Azariah explained the whole situation to King Asa, and he encouraged him to do what is right. In the same way, we need to go out to move and to explain and expound the message of God to our families, children, and to the other people, and to the people who are under our care and those around us, so that the message of God that they will receive when they will apply in their lives, the message will help them in their daily living and will bring victory and deliverance. The message that you receive and apply will help you in your life in as the following, 2 Chronicles 15:2. The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. If you are with God, then he is with you. But if you will leave him, then he will leave you too. 2 Chronicles 15:3. Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. What he mean here that Israel was without God and without a teaching priest, they have the temple of God in the midst of them, and many priests are there. Even now, there are many churches and workers without number, but God is not in the midst of his people. If there is no one who is teaching and is disciplining the people with the word of God, then God's presence is not there in the midst of his people. Even if there are churches and workers, but if the word of God is not taught and expounded, then there is no God among his people. Therefore, we need to continue to teach and disciple the people and train them in the ways of God so that God's presence will be with his people. Verse 4, 2 Chronicles 15:4. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. If you choose to turn to God while you are in trouble, repent of your sins and seek him to draw near to him, then you will be found by the Lord and he will help you. My advice to you is that no need to wait for troubles to come to start to seek God, but to start to seek him now. Sadly speaking, many of the people, they will come to God only when they will have trouble. But once their troubles are finished or resolved, they will go away from God. I hope and pray that you will not be among such kind of people. What God is telling here is not to be opportunistic. If God had been good with you, then behave and be good toward God. 2 Chronicles 15:5-6. And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of the countries, and nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity. Troubles, trials, and uproaring around you are all because of the sin and disobedience, sins, lack of commitment, and disobedience will bring God's wrath and anger on the people. Sins will take away God's presence from our lives. Therefore, let us take heed of the turmoil that is going on around the world and come back to God in repentance, so we will be spared of troubles and his wrath. Therefore, today, as you hear the message, consider your ways. Repent and come back to the Lord, so such uproaring events will not reach you. 2 Chronicles 15:7. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. When you turn to God and start to seek him, then your work will be rewarded by the Lord. God wants you to continue to serve him and to continue to do what he is asking you to do, and he will be the one to reward you. This message of Azariah was to encourage King Asa and made him bolder to face sins and wrongdoings and start to do the needed reformations. He was telling to him not to be opportunistic like others, that when they will receive the good things from God, they will go away from him and start to offer to friends and spend on parties and gatherings and on projects not of the will of God. God sent Azariah to speak to Asa, whose heart was perfect and was willing to follow God and do the things needed to bring revival. In the same way, the message that is reaching you now is to motivate you to move forward and combat sins and to achieve the needed reformations that God wants you to achieve. Amen. If you turn to God and start to seek him, then your work will be rewarded by the Lord. Therefore, be strong now and do not be weak, for all your work will be rewarded by the Lord. Time of victory is a time of temptation. Azariah went up to Asa to tell him that God had done his part and destroyed big army for you. Now, you need to do your part.
Amen.
People, when they take the plunder, they will go to parties, to hotels, to safaris, to bless their friends and bless their neighbors and to bless those who help them. But no one will think to go to God and to his house, his church, and to bless the Lord and his people. Asa, his heart was prepared to serve God. Therefore, when the message of God came through Azariah, it agreed with his spirit, and he was willing to move forward to serve the Lord and do his will. 2 Chronicles 15:8. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. When the Lord had given them great victory and plunder, he would expect from them to be more obedient to him. Therefore, he sent his prophet to challenge them to draw near to God and to do his will in full. King Asa was encouraged more when he heard the encouraging message, and he further removed abominable idols out of all the land of Judah, Benjamin, and the other cities from Mount Ephraim that belonged to the tribes that had separated from Judah. Therefore, we need to be more encouraged now to reach new people and go out to them and give them the message of God that will make them rise up and to be bold to face sins, removing idols from their lives, and start the reformation. King Asa renewed the altar so it can be used to burn the offerings that the people will bring and offer to God. King Asa did further the following things. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. 1 Kings chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. In verse 12, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land. The homosexual were present and tolerated by King Rehoboam. But King Asa, the grandson of King Rehoboam, removed them. In the same way, after we remove all the idols that is corrupting the church today, boyfriend, girlfriend, dating, courting, fornication, live-in relationship, divorce and remarriage, Christmas, New Year, Valentine's, Halloween, Father's Day, Mother's Day, All Saints' Day, gluttony, greed, and etc. Then we remove the idols of homosexuality. We need to continue to resist and not to accept homosexuality and the transgender as something acceptable to God. Not only that, but everything acceptable, but everything accepted by our forefathers and is not in the scripture, we need to reject. 1 Kings 15:12, and remove all the idols that his fathers had made. He destroyed all the wrong practices and the idols of his fathers. He honored God and did not give honor to his fathers who sinned against God. In the same way, we need to give honor to God and not to our parents who sinned against God by honoring the wrong practices. In 1 Kings 15:13, and Maacah, his mother, even her, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. In 2 Chronicles 15:16, and also concerning Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. King Asa removed his mother from being the position of queen. He did not honor her because she set up idol and grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. He needed to remove her so that no one will be confused when they see the bad deeds of her. When people would see what Asa did to his mother, they will be aware that Asa is not after pleasing people. But he is after God and after doing his will. This reminds us with Jesus how he put aside his mother from being a queen when she wanted to interfere with his work and do to her will. In John chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. John chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Certain time a very near people in your heart will try to interfere with you and hinder you to do God's will by pushing their idols and agenda into your life stream. They will cause confusion to others. Therefore, you need to be firm and strong with them and don't allow them to put their agenda in your life. The encouraging message of the Word of God should inspire you to go forward, to obey God and more, and to remove idols and wrong setup that belongs to the traditional setup of your parents and the religious practices of the people around you. The encouraging message of the Word of God should inspire you to give up certain people or certain relationship that will cripple you and disturb the peace in your life because of the idols and sins those people brings into your life. Second Chronicles 15, 9 and 10. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh. And out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. King Asa, as he decided to obey and apply the message of God, the Lord brought new people around him, even from those divided tribes that went away from Judah at the time of King Rehoboam, when they saw that the Lord, his God, was with him. In the same way, when you fully obey God and set your heart to serve him and in doing his will, God will let people to see that he is with you, and he will let other people come and join us. God will add people to us when we obey him and walk in his ways. God's presence in our lives will be either manifested with the material things that he gives to us or through the spiritual blessings, deliverance, and miracles that he will be adding into our lives. God would let the people see that he is blessing us, and he will challenge them to repent and to come back to him. Second Chronicles 15, 11 and 12. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil with which they had brought 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Through King Asa and his obedience to the Lord, revival brought once again in the life of God's people. They offered to God and they entered into a covenant with him. In the same way, your obedience, God will use to bring revival in the life of other people and in the life of his church. When the Lord had given them great victory and plunder, he would expect from them to be more obedient to him. Therefore, he sent his prophet to challenge them to draw near to God and to do His will in full. In the same way today, when the Lord is blessing us and adding to us, He would expect us to offer to Him the best of what He is giving us, Amen. From tithes, offerings, and first fruits, in addition to our lives, times, and our talents. In 2 Chronicles 15:12, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. They had a covenant to seek God, and seeking God is not 1 or 2 days process, but it takes months and years. And we must be aware that seeking God is going through the narrow gate and the narrow way that Jesus spoke, that we need to seek. We need to seek it and find it. 2 Chronicles 15:13 and 14. That whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shoutings, and with trumpets, and with cornets. King Asa and the people with him took a serious decision that those who are not willing to seek the Lord, they will not be part of them. They trusted God that He will sustain them and care for all their needs, even if they need to give up many people. We really certain times need to leave certain people and certain relationships in order also to avoid troubles and vexations from God. They trusted God that He will sustain them and care for all their needs, even if people will move away from them. You, in the same way, do not be afraid if you give up people who are not willing to follow God. Such people are useless. The Lord will keep you and sustain you even with the little that is remaining with you and around you. 2 Chronicles 15:15 and 19. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of him, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa. King Asa and the people with him, as they started to seek God and follow his will, the Lord gave them joy, peace, and rest run about. As you love the Lord and draw near to Him and motivate others to do the same, the Lord give you joy, peace, rest from your enemies. In the same way, as we love the Lord and draw near to Him and motivate others to do the same, the Lord shall give us joy, peace, and rest from our enemies. The rest run about you will come from the Lord when you start to seek Him. The question is this: how we know that we sought God and we are found of Him? When we are receiving the peace of God from every side. In different places in this passage, it speaks about peace, rest, and quiet time. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1, 6, and 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1, 6, and 8. In verse 1, in his days, the land was quiet 10 years. In verse 6, because the Lord had given him rest. In verse 8, and he hath given us rest on every side. What are the factors that can contribute to the peace and rest? It is not only God will give us rest, but we need to work with God. Cultivate and promote peace as we remove the idols, images, the high places, the groups, and as we apply and obey God's word and his commandments, and as we seek him, we will receive his rest. Rest also can promote more peace and rest by building new and constructive things during the time of rest. There are times God will give you more time, good you rest, but as well as good to think that God had given you rest and time because he need you to do certain constructive things in your life. King Asa built new cities and made them walls, towers, gates, and bars. So he achieved good things during the period of peace, as well as he built a big army and equipped it with weapon. The meaning of Asa is healer or injurious. So he can be doing good things or he can be doing bad things. The same you are today, choose to do good things with the time and the resources he give you and avoid doing bad things. In 2 Chronicles 15:17, but the high places were not taken away out of Israel. These high places, King Asa was not able to remove because they were not under his territory, but they were under the tribes that had separated from Judah. In 2 Chronicles 15:17, nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. Do your part well, as much as you can, and let your heart be perfect before the Lord. The Lord will not cause you to be accountable to the areas of the ministry that are out of your power and jurisdiction. 2 Chronicles 15:18, and he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. Through the life of King Asa, the Lord restored all the treasures to his church. As you commit your life to serve the Lord in such a way, God will restore the treasures that is ordained for his church through your life and through your good work. My dear and beloved, it is so clear from the life of King Asa that we can work with God to bring his revival and reformation in our lives, in the life of his church, and in the life of the people around us. Good example is the spiritual progression that King Asa had achieved for himself and for the life of the people of God who were with him and for the life of the assembly with him, the church of the Lord, and how beautifully God imparted great victory, revival, sanctification, reformation, and people commitment to come to God and to have covenant with him in the same way. Let us apply the principle of this message in our lives and commit ourselves to follow God wholeheartedly and bring revival and transformation in the life of the church and the people around us. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me sound principles in how to follow you and to do what is right in your sight. Let us confess our sins. Let us confess our sins unto the Lord. Lord, forgive me. My sins. Ask God forgiveness for the sin of the fear of man, the sin of compromises, the sin of corruption, the sin of keeping traditional practices from your parents and from your culture and people. Ask God forgiveness from all these sins. Lord, I commit myself to put my trust fully on you, to remove idols, abomination, and wrong practices in my life and in the life of the people who are around me and those who are under my care. Lord, I commit myself to put out the following people out of my life because of their corruption, idols, and their endeavor to divert me from doing your will. Lord, gives me courage and boldness to do that and protect me from evildoers. Lord, as you had brought people to support King Asa, Lord, also bring faithful people to help me in the ministry that you entrusted to us. We, your church, the church of God, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit to go on and serve you doing the very thing that you want me to do. Lord, use me to bring revival and transformation into the life of your church. Lord, leads me to evangelize to new people and to bring them into your presence. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who heard the message and who are willing to obey you. Lord, strengthen them, protect them, and provide all their needs, and fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the spiritual gift that they need to go on and serve you. Lord, enable us as a church to stand firm against all the form of idol worship, corruption, traditional practices, and the worldliness, and help us to reach new areas and new people with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, I stand in the midst of the multitude of those from every tribe and tongue. We are your people, redeemed by your blood, rescued from death by your love. There are no words good enough to thank you. There are no words to express my praise, but I will lift up my
Amen. Yeah.